Well, it's all politics this morning. We're joined now by Labour TD for Fingal East, Duncan Smith, to talk about today's expected political developments. And you're very welcome to the programme. Micheál Martin will, of course, be elected Taoiseach, the Fianna Fáil leader. A new cabinet will be named as well. The Dáil won't meet again, though, for 2 weeks. February the 5th, you'll all be back. When did you find that out?
Late on Monday night.
And what do you think?
It's unacceptable. I mean, last Thursday we had a meeting of the business committee, the meeting of whips. I asked at that meeting what the prospective business would be for the following week from this, which would be next week. Mm-hmm. I was given no indication that we wouldn't be sitting. People have made travel arrangements, childcare arrangements, fully aware that that we will be sitting next week. And then it was landed on us late Monday night that we wouldn't be sitting till the 5th of February. So it's absolutely unacceptable. It's been a long time since this Dáil has sat in terms of the last government. And there's no reason why we need to, notwithstanding ministers needing to read their briefs, that we have to come back on the 5th of February.
You want the Dáil recalled immediately?
Absolutely. I would be saying that today.
Will you accept the Ciarán Cóirlea's ruling, whatever it may be, on the speaking rights for the independents in that technical group who support the government, who are part of the government formation, but who aren't ministers and want those rights in opposition?
Well, we're in the middle of a process now. We, along with our opposition, put in a joint submission against what the Ciarán Cóirlea believes she's entitled to do, which is separate this regional group into those supporting government and those supporting opposition. That's unacceptable to us. Now, we'll see how this process goes, but I can't see a place where we as a Labour Party could accept a decision that would allow these members, such as Michael Lowry and Gillian Toole, Barry Heenahan and Danny Healy-Ray, who were proud of the fact that they constructed the programme for government, went to the media, said that our stamp is on this and we'll be supporting it through thick and thin, that they could then go into opposition. The people are angry about this. They may not know the details about business committees and standing orders and all the rest, but they know when a stroke is being pulled, they know when someone's trying to duck and dive, and they are not happy with this. We're not happy with this.
So you say you won't accept it. I mean, how will you not accept it? What can you do about it?
Well, we will see. We'll see how this process
goes.
Hopefully the
Ciarán Cóirlea, if they do get their speaking,
we'll see our submission. But if they do, we'll take our advice. We'll take our legal advice and we'll see where we can go with it. We are really angry about this. We don't do the performative stuff in the Dáil. We are very serious about how our Parliament works.
But what options will be open to you? This won't go to court.
We will see. We are not discounting any avenue on this,
including the courts.
Including the courts, but we think there should be a political solution. This should be decided within the Dáil. The Ciarán Cóirlea has to see sense here. This is the first real test of her independence and her judgment. And the thing is, the Ciarán Cóirlea represents all TDs and should represent all TDs fairly. This is the first time really that a Ciarán Cóirlea has been elected more or less as part of a programme for government negotiations. That was a worrying departure. What we've seen since now in terms of what's happening now, trying to split the regional group, the delaying of the Dáil coming back, allowing the temporary arrangement, even though it was said last week that no decision would be made, uh-huh, temporary or otherwise. This is a bad, bad start to this government.
Well,
it's a bad start.
You say that. Others have described it as unseemly. It need not have been like this had Labour stayed in the government talks and been part of this government. Why did you withdraw?
Well, it was very clear. I mean, we entered exploratory talks with a number of parties.
Did you vote to withdraw as that meeting of the parliamentary party?
There was no vote, but it was clear that when we spoke to the two parties of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, for example, that Fianna Fáil in particular had a direction of travel they wanted to go down. Micheál Martin had a direction of travel he wanted to go down. That was with the regional independence. That was made abundantly clear to us that there was nowhere to go. So, I mean, it didn't come down to a vote. It was clear that Fianna Fáil had no interest in this.
But some in your party didn't want to go back into government.
Yeah, no, I personally would have had a huge difficulty going into government with Fianna Fáil.
But that's why your voters voted for you in the election, to get into power.
They did vote to have their voice, in Dublin Fingal East, to raise issues such as Metrolink, such as autism supports, Beaumont Hospital.
You can only do that in government.
You can't, but again, when we entered negotiations and talks with other parties, and most of them began well, and we swapped ideas, be it parties on the left or indeed parties on the right, it was clear that Fianna Fáil did not want to travel that road with the Labour Party, and they shut it down.
But you didn't want to travel
it
either.
We were open. The Labour Party, have always wanted to go into government and ensure that we had our voice heard. But it's very clear from the very start that Fianna Fáil in particular wants to go into the regional independence. And we can see from this programme for government, we can see how they've carried on, how Micheál Martin, the incoming Taoiseach, has allowed Michael Lowry to dictate so much so early in terms of how this government is going to be constructed, that they don't want to be encumbered by a Labour Party or indeed a Green Party or any party on the left. They want to be able to pursue their agenda, be it on public transport, to invest in roads, over active travel, or big projects, or go down all the issues. So, I mean, it was clear to us that there was no further talks that we could have with these parties. They didn't want it. They wanted to go into regional independence. This is a bad start to this doll. It's a poor taste. People feel that their stroke's being pulled. This speaking arrangement that the Ciaran Comhairle seems to be in favour of is the start of what could be a very troubled doll and a very troubled government.
Okay, we shall see what happens. Thank you very much, Labour TD for Fingal East, Duncan Smith.